This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
The Custard's Black Podcast, whatever that is.
You actually announced your retirement in between coming back, obviously sat in the stands, not doing anything. Before you kind of, was it before you got back in that Mansfield game? Had you announced it then?
Yeah, it was.
I can't remember the time frame.
And the reason I'd done it, obviously I was at a stage in my career, you know, 35, whatever it was, and because I'd come back to Southend, I wouldn't finish my career at Southend. It wasn't going the way that I wanted it to. And I'd come out to make a statement because I thought at that precise moment in time, I thought Phil Brown was retiring me. Mm. And in my head, I was like, there's no way I'm going to let someone else retire me, because he was retiring me by sitting me in the stands every week.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing. So for me, it was, no, I'm going to take control of my own. It's my career. I've worked extremely hard over 20 years. I'm not letting someone else play me and you know, mess about with my career and end it. So I actually come out and made the decision because I thought, no, I need to take some sort of control back here of my own future. Mm. I was like, right, okay, if you're going to do this to me, right, I'm coming out and I'll announce I'm going to retire. Because if I hadn't, and Luke Prosser hadn't got injured, Phil Brown probably would have retired me that season, which is really sad to say, because I only had hunger and desire to come back and play for Southend at that precise moment in time. I had other interests, I had a few other clubs, but at that precise moment in my career and my life, I was only interested in coming back and playing for Southend. So the way he was treating me, it was like, well, I'm not letting him put me into, you know, hanging my boots up. Yeah. So that was the reason, that was the God's honest truth reason why I come out and said, right, I'm retiring. So at least it felt like I was making a decision. Deep down, I didn't want to, because I knew I still wanted to play for the club. But the way it was going, I thought, well, I've got no choice here, because the way it was going, he was going to retire me. There was no way I was going to be there the next year, because he didn't want me there anyway. So that's why I come out. And I remember the news broke and we had Wimbledon away, travelled up. Like I said, he never even spoke to us and just sat me in the stand. And that was, at that precise moment in time, I thought, well, I've done the right thing. Because at least I'm making a decision on what I'm doing.
Not even talking to you. It's just, it's so childish. It's playground stuff.
Everyone's got their ways of doing it. And, you know, managers are all different. I've played with managers that talk to you, some that don't. I was just very, very disappointed at that stage for everything I'd done for the football club as well. And he brought me back. And I don't know, I just thought I deserved a little bit more respect than that.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters.
Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.